Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A new study shows that LGBTQ acceptance among millennials is on the decline. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. The interesting thing about this survey, Holly, is it comes from the organization GLAAD, which is a pro-homosexual organization. They did a survey. They commissioned, apparently, a survey. And they are alarmed by the results of the survey. So what they did was they surveyed people in the age bracket 18 to 34. That includes what you would think of as millennials, people that are born roughly from 1980, 86 onward. And there's different categories of even younger generations within that group. But they surveyed this group of people, 18 to 34, and they questioned them about their acceptance of what they call LGBTQ individuals. And they were shocked by what they found. What they found was that there is a continuing decline over several years in acceptance of LGBTQ by this generation of people 18 to 34. Now, from my standpoint, Holly, and from our standpoint, I think that is a good sign. What we've seen, for example, in the past is in the area of pro-life. There is an increasing pro-life generation that is continuing to grow, and that generation is even more pro-life than the older generation. And what you have seen also is a contrary trend among millennials, that there was an increasing acceptance of LGBT issues, and now that trend is changing. And so this particular poll shows that there is a decreasing percentage of millennials accepting LGBTQ.
You know, and I imagine, I mean, you've got 36% of them are saying they're uncomfortable learning that a family member was LGBTQ as compared to 29% in 2017. 34% were uncomfortable learning their doctor was homosexual compared to 27% a year earlier. 39% were uncomfortable learning their child had a school lesson on LGBTQ history versus 30% in 2017. You know, so I imagine that a lot of it also has to do with totally ignoring reality. I mean, you've got this whole movement of people saying they were born one sex and then they identify as another. I think they probably say, you know what, I think you've gone way too far. Plus, a lot of them, they're experiencing hate speech. You know, you say something with social media nowadays, and if, you know, someone doesn't agree with you, then they're all over it with all these mean tweets and things like that. And I'm sure this toxic culture, you know, is not positive to our young people.
Well, they did the survey hoping they would find different results. They did it for the June so-called Pride Month of 2019 on the eve of the 50th anniversary of the so-called Stonewall riots, which sparked the LGBTQ, as they use the word Q, rights movement. And so they were hoping to get a different result. So what this is a Harris poll. And the Harris poll showed significant changes. So, for example, during the polling, they showed that the acceptance slipped from overall, both men and women, 53% in 2017 to 45% in 2018. That is a 9-point shift in 1 year. That's significant.
Amazing. Yeah.
And that they also said that it is down from 63% in 2016. So here's what it was. 2016, 63% of millennials accepted LGBTQ. A year later, a 10% slip, 53%. 2017. A year later, 2018, a 9-point slip, 45%. So it's gone from 63% acceptance in 2016. In a two-year period, now it's at 45%. That is nearly a 20% change.
Yeah, but again, they're seeing a stark increase in violence in that community. You know, GLAAD has documented more than 40 incidents of LGBTQ hate violence. So this up and coming, these millennials are seeing all this and they're realizing this isn't right. We shouldn't have this kind of violence in our community, and this is what the cause is.
Yeah, and what they're also showing is that the within women, the plunge in acceptance has been very significant between 2017, 2018. Listen to this. In 2017, the acceptance among women, millennial women, was 64%. That dropped by 12 percentage points to 2018, 52%. Mm. 52%. So that was a significant 12-point drop in a period of a year. And what this shows is that, like the millennial generation that are becoming more and more pro-life, and you can see that, for example, if you go to the March for Life, it is almost dominated by young
it's
people,
amazing.
Which is amazing.
They come from all over to attend that
Hundreds
march.
Of thousands do that. And then if you poll millennials, they're more pro-life than the older generation. The concern is that the polls showed the millennials more accepting. And so you go back to 2016. Just 3 years ago. And the overall rate between men and women was 53%. I should say it was 63%. 63% in 2016. Now it's 45%.
You know, and it goes to show you, too, the reality of things. It's not what the media shows. I mean, you've got six companies that own the major media. So they're dictating what goes on, what people are seeing, what people are thinking. Our young people aren't really accepting that, but that's what was being pushed at them when you see these children being dressed up as little drag queens or whatever, and these drag queens going into libraries and whatnot. They're pushing that at the children, but you're seeing that in reality, they're not falling for it.
Well, according to Sarah Kate Ellis, the president and CEO of GLAAD, which is a pro-homosexual organization, she said the negative shift for the young is surprising, but they're shocked by it. They're dismayed by it. They were hoping that they would have better news for them during the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall riots and better news as they came up on the Pride event, but the Harris poll ended up dashing their hopes. I think it's actually a good sign. The young people have grown up with abortion. You would think that having grown up with abortion, they would accept abortion, but they are rejecting abortion, and they're becoming more and more pro-life. Many of these have grown up with a very radical LGBT agenda, and
well,
many of them are going to school with people who are LGBT. And I think perhaps just their experience is having an effect where they're seeing things that they don't like.
Well, and you have this GLAAD organization is one example that they are pushing this curriculum in the schools, this pro-homosexual, pro-transgender, pro-gender confusion. They're the ones behind a lot of this.
Yeah, they're the ones behind a lot of it. And when you look at what they're pushing, it is very radical.
And the teachers,
it is
too, yeah.
Very destructive. It's very coercive to the young people. It's very much bullying. They want to say that they're opposed to bullying. In fact, they are actually bullies to people who don't agree with them.
Yeah,
they're intolerant to people who don't agree. And one of the things that you see among the young people is they don't like that. And I think what they're seeing is the result of the intolerance that's becoming more and more evident among this LGBT agenda.
Yeah, you remember those children that we represented in Tampa last year who had that teacher who was a representative for GLAAD, and she was bullying them. She was putting rainbow stickers on there, and she was discriminating against the Christians and punishing them. Till we intervened and said, enough is enough, you can't do that. But she was very blatant about that.
Yeah, and so I think what's happening is that the young people, you know, you may have this idea of the young people, and certainly there is a lot of concern that ought to be had. But on the other hand, we have the opportunity to work with a lot of young people, particularly with Covenant Journey. These are Christian college students with leadership potential and demonstrated leadership skills, and they are amazing. They are more on fire for the Lord Jesus Christ than our generation ever was. They're exceptionally talented, probably more than our generation was in many respects. And they are the new generation. There are some really positive signs, so continue to pray for this younger generation. And don't give up. Don't lose hope by what you hear or see in the media. It's oftentimes just skewed propaganda. Stay informed. Stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.